This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome into another victorious final pitch. Twins getting hot, wouldn't you say? They've already won the series with the Chicago Cubs. Let's go ahead and get the sweep. 651-461-9226. That's the number. If you'd like to react to tonight's ball game, if you'd like to weigh in on tonight's ball game, if you want to give your expert opinion on the ball game, any thoughts whatsoever, if you're leaving Target Field, if you're sitting at the cabin, if you are just sitting at home, if you're driving around, that number is always a 651-461-9226. You can either text in a comment to the show on the text line, or you can just old school radio, call in and hear your voice and tell me what's on your mind. Twins defeat the Chicago Cubs 4-2. And the obvious and where I want to start tonight is the pitching. And that's typically where we start for the most part. But I have to start with David Festa, because the same way that we've talked about Simeon Woods Richardson improving, how can you not talk about the improvement that we're seeing with David Festa? And I think that the obvious thing that I wanted to start with David Festa is that when you look at these young pitchers, and specifically I'm talking about Festa and Woods Richardson, the confidence is growing. You can see it. They're getting more and more confident with every single start. And that's a great thing for Twins baseball. For Festa and Simeon Woods Richardson to go out there and learn from their mistakes. And it's not to say that they're going to be flawless. We saw that Festa got some run support early. He gave a couple back. Then, straightened it out a little bit. He got through 5 1/3. You have to love that at this specific point. There are moments where the last couple of years, where young pitchers, I don't want to say have saved the season for the Twins, because you can't say save the season when you don't make the postseason. But you guys know what I mean. Like, they have been able to kind of hold it down a little bit, right? Now, I know that when that came up with the Pablo Lopez injury, I said at the time, not to be negative about Festa or Woods Richardson or any young pitcher, I didn't want to say about Kelly either. But the bottom line is, I think that the thought that I could have confidence in that, I couldn't be overly confident in that. Can I have hope that those guys will hold it down? Yes, you can always have hope. Tonight, David Festa, 5 1/3, gave up 3 hits, 2 earned runs, walked a couple of batters, struck out 3 on 72 pitches. I think that right now, Chris, I think that what they're doing with Woods Richardson is somewhat what they're doing with David Festa in terms of really trying to manage him and get him through 6. And prior to tonight, he went 6 his last outing. Tonight was a little bit shorter, but I feel like Festa's got a little bit more rope than Simeon with regards to how long they're going to stay in the ball game. But at the end of the day, if these guys can get you to the 6th, then I think that it's time for the bullpen to come in after that.
And maybe that's exactly what they need to do, and kind of go back to, when you Kansas City, Henry, when they had that just fantastic lights out bullpen, maybe that's what you do. You say, hey, Festa, give us 5, at least Sim, give us 5. And then we're going to hand it over to the bullpen. What I really like about tonight is this is a the Twins pitching, and this is going to sound so counterintuitive to what we've, thought a majority of the year, is that this Twins pitching staff over the last 5 games, and the last 2 especially, against a fantastic Chicago Cubs lineup, they have absolutely shut this lineup down, not given them any opportunities. And even though, you know, Festa had that kind of hiccup in the fourth with a couple of fielder's choices, they allowed him to go into the sixth. They allowed him to face Suzuki, knowing that Danny Coulomb was going to be ready for PCA and Michael Bush and then Dansby Swanson.
Yeah, no question about it. You're spot on with that. But you can tell that these guys are getting more confident with every single start. And that's really good. And I don't know where this is going to take the Twins, because clearly, you know, at some point, Pablo Lopez is going to return. It was nice to see Pablo in the press box yesterday, and he was smiling and in good spirits, so that's a good sign. But the bottom line is, hey, you need every single good start you can get from these young guys, specifically with the fact that Bailey Ober's been out.
Absolutely, and that adds even more pressure. It adds more pressure to them, but I would say as well, Henry, that knowing that, you know, you've got at least on the surface, it looks like, hey, they've got this five-inning plan set up, and then you hand it over to some combination of your A arms in the bullpen. I feel that also takes the pressure off of these guys, knowing that you can go out there, you can give it everything you've got for five innings. You don't have to worry about holding anything back. You just empty the chamber, and then you come back and you gear up for your next start.
Yeah, I don't feel like, I think the way that we can best get the best out of them is to not view it as pressure on them. And what I mean by that is that Simeon Woods Richardson and David Fester were not supposed to be in this position. Like, it is what it is. Like, they're in the position. They need to step up. But at the end of the day, if they have a bad outing, okay, so be it. Right? Like, but you... Any good outing that you get out of them, I feel like, is icing on the cake.
Well, I feel right now as well that in terms of not having any pressure, I say that no pressure in the sense that you go out there for five innings, look at it as a five-inning game,
yeah.
And you also know, Henry, that if they have a bad outing, they don't have to worry about being demoted down to St. Paul. Like, okay, at this point, you're going to have to figure it out on the fly, even if that's going to lead to some uncomfortable situations. This is one of the things that you're going to have to learn as you go with your big boy pants on.
Yeah, 651-461-9226. Twins get the victory over the Chicago Cubs. If you'd like to weigh in via the text line, if you want to call in, leave it at the ballpark. David Festa with win number 3 on the season, like we were just talking about. Oh, the bullpen, by the way, Chris, we've kind of talked around it, but slam dunk tonight. Like, they were absolutely dominant. They came in, they picked Festa up, and they didn't allow anything.
Yeah, and you know, Brock Stewart came in, and what did he have, like a 7-pitch inning? Which, yep. It's nice to see Brock get over his hiccup. We yep. know that, you know, Louis's gone through his things. Griffin's gone through his thing. You know, Duran had a little bit of a hiccup when he had some control issues in Houston. And then he had that bad outing against, you know, Seattle where, you know, he, you know, hit Polanco. And then he allowed, you know, Rodriguez with the sacrifice fly, didn't get a ball down. But I think, you know, I just, Brock, great inning. Varland, great inning. And...
I mean, your closer comes in and he is dominant tonight. Like, he oftentimes will look shaky, but not tonight.
Yeah, and this is the nice thing too, Henry, when you don't have defined roles. I mean, I think you've got a defined role right now in Duran as your closer, and but outside of that, I feel like you've got a lot of parts. You know, when Griffin Jacks is not available, okay, Louis, you know, he can be a guy that can go the sixth and the seventh. He can give you a couple of innings. He can give you, you know, one inning, or he can be your setup guy. So there are so many different ways that Rocco can work his bullpen right now when you've got all of your A arms that are working. When you don't have everybody that's, you know, on the same page, obviously I think, you know, that would be an issue. But precursor with that, like Danny Coulomb and Brock Stewart, like Griffin didn't even have to pitch tonight, and it worked out flawlessly.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We also need to talk about the biggest thing actually in the game, and the biggest thing being that Byron Buxton did not finish the game. He was hit by a pitch in the first inning, first batter of the game. He ended up running and scoring in that inning, but he exited, was replaced by Brooks Lee. They are calling it a left-hand contusion, and he's day-to-day, so that is hopeful that, you know, clearly that nothing was broken and all of that stuff, whatever. But it is a concern. We'll talk about that next right here on Final Pitch.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, welcome back to Final Pitch, News Talk 830 WCCO. All we do is win, win, win. No, I'm not going to go there yet. 4-2, we'll take the win, though, over the Chicago Cubs. Let's go, Cubbies. I think not, Cub fans. But Cub fans, I'm not hating on you. Y'all travel well. You're hanging out in downtown Minneapolis.
Yes.
Go have fun tonight in the North Loop. Booze it up. Spend all your money. Go to the Mall of America tomorrow. Well, whatever you got to do. Like, just enjoy it.
Yeah,
enjoy the Twin Cities.
They're not White Sox fans. So, I mean, if they're White Sox fans.
I don't even care if they're White Sox fans.
White Sox fans, get out of here.
Spend your money here.
Spend your money, but then get
Come
out.
Come on.
Yeah, spend your money.
If you're a Cubs fan and you're listening, and you're a tourist here, I mean, because that's what you are, spend your money.
Love Cubs
just,
fans.
Just so you know, just in case, if you didn't know, we have no tax on clothes here. So if you got your kids here, make sure that you spend all the money on their clothes here for back-to-school shopping.
You can,
like this weekend. Do it now.
Yeah, you can get them a Byron Buxton T-shirt. I mean, that'll be great in the Chicago School District.
I actually, they got a tent sale outside of Target Field. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
Oh, the last few days? Yeah, I drove past it earlier today, and I should have stopped. I just been too busy. I'm getting ready to go to NBA Summer League, but I saw they had the tents out there. Massive deal. So, yeah, if Cub fans want to buy some Twins merchandise too, yeah, go ahead and do that as well.
Go for it. I love Cubs fans might be my favorite. Cubs and Toronto fans. Like, Blue Jays and Cubs fans are two of my favorite just fan bases, because they just seem like good, jovial people.
And well, I like Royals fans, to be honest.
Well,
with you.
You're a little biased, though.
I mean, don't you love the ribs?
I love the ribs, but
yeah,
I can love the ribs without the Royals. I mean, why are you conflating food?
No,
with
the
baseball?
Royals fans do the best ribs. Like, we know who does barbecue, and they do it amazingly.
Yeah, but just because I like barbecue doesn't mean I have to like the Royals or Royals
no,
fans.
No. I'm not saying that you got to like the team. What's wrong with the fans? Like, when we travel to Kauffman Stadium, because Twins fans, they love traveling to Kauffman. Let's just call it for what it is. They love that. They treat us fine. They don't hate on us. I'm not going to hate on them.
Oh, no. Okay, Kauffman
is saying.
Kauffman's one of my favorite stadiums. It's a beautiful stadium. I love it. I've always loved it.
I don't know about beautiful now. Come on. It's time.
Oh,
it's time. They got to get a new ballpark.
Oh, but it's a good ballpark. It's I really enjoy it. It's what do they say, royal blue? I mean, it kind of fits.
Yeah. All right. The big news from tonight, Byron Buxton leading off the game was hit by a pitch, left hand. It's a left hand contusion. He stayed in the game, stole second base, ended up scoring shortly thereafter, but was pulled from the game. Brooks Lee in the game replaced him, and he is labeled right now as day to day. Very unfortunate situation, Chris. We've seen this with Buck. In terms of like, but this is just the bad luck part of it.
Mm-hmm.
This is not him running into a wall. This is not him injuring himself. This is getting hit by a pitch.
Yeah, you know, the first thing I don't want to see when I get on social media is Byron Buxton's injury prone. It's like, shut up. If you're saying, oh, Byron Buxton's injury prone, then you're just an idiot that doesn't know anything. To me, it was very unfortunate. And I think Gino mentioned it, or you know, it was mentioned during the broadcast tonight that the hand pad that he had, I mean, it may have potentially
saved
a broken hand. Yeah, like that ball, it was coming in hot, and you could, I mean, I heard it on the broadcast here from the Nat Sound.
Yep.
And I guess I would say the good thing is, you know, stayed in the game, stole a base, slid head first with the left hand with the mitt, and then he left. So, you know, to me, Henry, if it was broken, if there was something serious, he would have come out immediately. But the very fact that he was able to stay in the game for another inning tells me that, okay, it wasn't something that was urgent and it was sore. And you know what? The All-Star break's coming up. I know Buck wants to play. I know he wants to be in the home run derby.
Yep.
If this is something that's going to need a little bit of rest, this honestly is not the worst time.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm totally with you. Yeah, I just, with that being said, you know that he's going to want to play. You know that he's going to want it. But now this is an interesting situation here. Contusion, gets hit in the hand. They've got to figure out if he can, you know, if it's going to affect his swing the next few days.
Mm-hmm.
He's also supposed to be in the home run derby. I would not want him in there now. I'm dead serious. Like, it's one thing to be in the home run derby, and it's also another thing to play in the game. Like, getting hit by the pitch, I'm not going to say it's altering everything, but in my mind, it kind of, or it should, I think, alter some things. But look, what would I rather him do? I want him to do what he wants to be able to do or what he thinks he's capable of doing without hurting the team long term. Because, look, he's a Georgia guy. He's going back home. I want him to live out his dream.
That is 100% spot on, Henry. That's exactly what I was going to say, that if Byron Buxton, if this was in L.A. or Chicago or Phoenix or Houston or anywhere else, I don't think we would be thinking about it the way that we are now. But I can definitely understand where there's going to be a certain pressure, you know, that Buxton's going to put on people to say, I want to be there. I want to be in the home run derby. This is special to me. And I don't blame him whatsoever. But you know that Rocco and this coaching staff, they are going to make sure that he is 100% ready to go and that there's absolutely no risk of re-aggravation.
Them too, and not pull a Joe Ryan like what Joe Ryan did in Atlanta a couple of seasons ago. That you can't have that situation again where he's I'm fine, and then you find out that he's not fine.
Yeah,
Ryan, congratulations, gets the call to join Atlanta as an All-Star.
Yeah, I do think though with this, I mean those were several starts. This is a specialty All-Star game, and how many opportunities is Byron Buxton going to have to be in the All-Star game? I mean, let's just be. He is a
but what I'm talking about is hiding something that could be wrong. Like, we didn't have a clue that something was ailing Joe Ryan. This is obvious because the world saw it tonight.
Well, yeah, I don't think he's going to hide anything.
Yeah.
You can't hide anything here. And I guess, you know, what I'm saying is that it's the All-Star game in Georgia. I feel like there's a certain amount of angst and a certain amount of, I'm going to push through it if I'm Byron Buxton.
Oh, there's going to be some adrenaline.
Oh, absolutely there's going to be some adrenaline. But now let's see what happens over the next 2 to 3 days. You know, I don't know. Do you sit him out versus Pittsburgh to make sure that he's ready to go for the All-Star game? I don't know. Where do you weigh the team wanting him versus what might be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for him? I feel you got to weigh the both of them. And it's kind of a hard situation, in my opinion.
Yeah. Let's get to who cooked tonight, because there's somebody that I definitely want to talk about.
Who fired up the bats? Who served up gas on the mound?
Strike three, you're out.
Let's dish it out piping hot as we talk about who cooked tonight. Presented by Chef IQ Sense on News Talk 830 WCCO.
And the guy that cooked tonight, we're going to give props to Carlos Correa. Carlos Correa starting to get hot. It's definitely a talker, and it's something that I guess at this particular point could be a little bit expected. Had 2 hits tonight, 2 for 4. The average slowly creeping up there, but is that still at 263? So not good enough, but he's starting to find his way, and this is one of his 2 hits.
Crack back through the middle. That's a base hit for Carlos Correa. Jeffers station to station, stops at second.
All right, so that was Carlos Correa. One of his 2 hits tonight. Carlos is starting to pick it up. And actually, as we're talking about Carlos Correa from the text line, from the 763, Chad in Brooklyn Park, he says, great to see Correa heating up at the plate. He is the key to Twins' second half success, assuming Buck continues success in the second half. If Lewis gets going, this team will flat out make the wild card. Hope ownership lets this play out. Thank you from the text line from Chad in Brooklyn Park. I'll say this. This has just been Carlos Correa's thing. Chris, I've talked about this every single year that he's been here, with the exception of last year. Last year, Carlos Correa was good from the start, but he missed all that time with the plantar fasciitis. The other seasons that he's been here, ever since he got to Minnesota, he's been a slow starter offensively, but then had a lot of success in the second half of the season. I don't know what it is, but I'll just say this. It's better late than ever.
I mean, I just think Carlos doesn't like our weather up here, honestly. I think that's got to be it. I mean, Carlos, yeah, we might as well just say, you know what, Carlos, why don't you just go ahead and come up from, I don't know, June to August, and we'll take you for 3 months.
He's been a slow starter, but we'll take it. I'm not going to complain.
This is what he's done, and I think fans just get so frustrated by the lack of execution early that, yeah, it's like, okay, yeah, he'll heat up in July and August, but I don't. If you know, fans don't care about that when we're talking about games in April and May and early June. It's like, we can't wait till then. You're making all this money. You have to produce now.
Yep. All right, that's Who Cooked Tonight, presented by Chef IQ Sense. Never under or overcook your chicken, fish, or meat again with Chef IQ Sense. Buy yours now at chefiq.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get to some highlights, maybe some post-game reaction. Final segment, a final pitch coming up next. All right, final segment, a final pitch, a winning final pitch. Twins defeat the Chicago Cubs 4-2, already take the series. Let's finish them off. Let's get to the highlights and get to some of the post-game reaction. Cubs fans, by the way, I'm serious. No tax on clothes. Buy up everything that you want. Go to the Mall of America to spend everything that you have. Please, help us out. Boost the economy. Please do that. All right, bottom of the first, the Twins get on the board first. Ryan Jeffers has just been on a tear. He's hot at the plate right now. He drives in Byron Buxton. Twins lead 1-0.
Second, two out. The pitch swung on and hit sharply through the left side for a base hit. Here comes Byron spinning around third. Suzuki up his throw. Nowhere close. Byron scores. RBI single, Ryan Jeffers, and it's 1-0 Twins.
Yeah, Jeffers been hot. Stay hot. Ryan Jeffers. And somebody that's getting hot right now is Carlos Correa. This RBI double in the bottom of the first. Twins now lead 2-0.
The 1-1 pitch in the air, right center field. Tucker over. Tucker watches it. Lost in the sun. Bounces off the base of the wall. Jeffers being waved in. Here's the relay from Swanson. The throw. The slide. He's safe. Jeffers, a sand angel at home plate as he snuck his palm just under the sweep attempt from Reese McGuire. And for the moment, the Twins lead 2-0.
Yeah, they led 2-0, and then in the bottom of the second, they add on another run. They're just giving some run support to David Festa. Matt Wallner with a solo home run. Twins now lead 3-0.
The 2-1 hit high in the air. Right field, if it's a fair ball, this one's onto the plaza, and it is way gone for Matt Wallner. Matt Wallner deep to right. It's 3-0 Minnesota Twins.
All right, the Cubs will get a couple of runs back in the top of the fourth via a fielder's choice, a couple of them, to cut the lead down to a 3-2. But in the bottom of the fourth, and I love this, they've been better about this lately, is that when the opponent in the opposing team gets a couple of runs back, the Twins are like, no, not so fast, my friends. We're going to go ahead and add another one or two for us. They did that, bottom of the fourth. I love this call. I love being aggressive. The delayed steal. Wallner ends up sacrificing himself, gets tagged out, but it allows Royce Lewis to score.
Horton delivers, and that swung on a miss. Throw down to second base. Delayed steal, and they're going to score the run as Wallner's going to be tagged out in a rundown. Perfectly executed. Perfectly executed by the Twins. Throw down to second base by McGuire. Wallner stops, gets in a rundown. Lewis scores from third base. 4-2 Minnesota.
I love that because it was aggressive, Chris, and you kind of mentioned that in the commercial break. But also, the other thing about it that I like, because it's a good sign, they're being aggressive with Royce at that point.
Yeah, and well, and this comes, Henry, after the heels of Royce kind of, you know, busting ass out of the box to get into the, you know, the ball that hit the wall, dove, slid. I mean, it was a little awkward. It was like me sliding into the base, so you're not going to do that again. But the very fact that Royce, you know, felt like the hamstring was good enough, and yep, then they ran it with him, absolutely. You don't have to be the quickest base runner at third base. You just need to be able to get the job done. And you're right. I think that's it. That's a good sign that Royce is feeling a little better.
Absolutely, 100%. All right, let's get to the postgame reaction. Let's hear from the manager first. Just a great team win, Rocco talks about, and Festa was great.
Yeah, it does feel good. We played a really good ball game. There's a lot that we could talk about. You know, as you know, what do I always talk? The pitching starts there. David Festa, he had a nice day out there. He really, in, you know, he threw 5 1/3. In 4 of those innings, he was like as crisp as can be. He looked great. I mean, and in the inning where he had to work a little bit and lost the strike zone a little bit, he found it and was able to keep us right in a good spot.
Rocco talking about, well, Ryan Jefferson has been awesome. The scoring play with him, what did you make of that, Rocco?
RJ gave Tommy a chance to send him by going hard and making it happen. It was played pretty cleanly off the wall. Tucker ended up with the ball in his hands, I think, and it ended up getting in pretty quickly. But RJ went hard. Tommy sends him. Dansby hesitates a tick with the ball. And then RJ had a really nice slide to get around. And if it's the relays executed cleanly, who knows? You know, maybe we're out. But you know what? You put the pressure on the other side, make something happen. And when you get your catcher, you know, going hard all the way around the diamond and makes a slide like that, it gets you going. It was a good baseball play. And
all right, Rocco, is there any update at this particular point about Byron Buxton?
Buck coming out of the game is not what you're looking for. He looks like he's going to be okay. He had some imaging done, and it came back all right. So he was pretty sore, though. So, you know, we'll see.
Rocco, talk about the Wallner-Royce double steal situation there.
The steal of home with Royce was pretty sweet. It was executed really well by Wally and Royce. I think that's an important run, too, because they put some runs back on the board, 3-2 game. And then we grabbed some momentum back with those guys executing that. And that was really great.
All right, Matt Wallner, what's your take on the play?
I would say about once a year, probably. Like, I feel like we do it, like, in that situation probably once a year where I've been a part of it. But yeah, I think so. I mean, I haven't watched, but I feel like I stopped far enough away to give Royce time to get home, which is the number one rule there.
Royce Lewis, what did you make of the execution of that?
Like I said, whenever I'm available to play, you know, I'm available to play full. So, you know, if I need to steal base or whatever, but obviously it's all about timing of the game and or whatever the game calls for. And to be honest, for me, it's easy. It's whatever Rocco needs to call for. So it's been nice. He put on a great play, and Wallner ran it to perfection, to be honest. So kudos to him on that play.
Yeah. All right, Twins win 4-2 over the Chicago Cubs. That's going to wrap up Final Pitch. I've got a few days off, so I will talk to you a little bit later. But don't go anywhere. I mean, make sure that you're listening to The Lake Show and to Final Pitch with Stevie T and with Christopher Tubbs, and we'll talk to you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.